ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರವಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ, ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ, ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ.
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ, ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ.
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ, ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ.
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ, ರಾಮ ರಾಮ
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ, ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ.
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ, ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ.
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ, ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ
ಹರೇ. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ, ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ.
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ, ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ.
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ, ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ.
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ, ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ.
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ, ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ.
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ, ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ.
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ,
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ, ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ.
ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ, ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ
ಹರೇ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ, ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ
ಹರೇ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ, ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ
ಹರೇ. ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಕೃಷ್ಣ श्रीनाम संकीर्तन की, श्री श्री गौर निताय की, श्री श्री राधा माधव की, श्री श्री राधा पुंज बिहारी की, श्री प्रभुपाद की, समवेत भक्त वृंद की, कलियुग पावन हरि नाम संकीर्तन की। बांग्लादेश युवक वृंद की
जय।
हरे कृष्णा। ओम अज्ञानतिमिरन्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुः उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। नमावों विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनिति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे, निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे, वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च, पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादिगौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। Hare Krishna, we welcome all of you for this beautiful youth camp held in Bangladesh. I got a letter from His Grace Pandit Gadadhar Prabhu and His Grace Murtiman Madhav Prabhu about your beautiful camp, online camp that you all are holding in Bangladesh. Very wonderful program. You will get to hear from many great souls like His Holiness Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj and others. Maybe His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj also. So, although I could not come during your online program, I am speaking this brief talk and I thank for the opportunity. I am speaking on this topic, love and trust that never rests. Yeah, it's coming? Yeah. So, as you see in the picture here, look at these two little daughters of this flower seller lady. And look at these people are living in a village. And look at the other picture of the husband and wife living in a posh city like Mumbai. Look at their face. I don't have to give much explanation to this. You all understand what it is about. So, you find that once there was a survey done all over the world for the happiest people. I heard that Bangladesh ranked first, I heard. India ranked third. And many first world countries like America came 48 or something. So, the happiness index depends not only on how much money you have in your pocket. There is a saying, you may have Dunlop pillow bed, but you may not get good sleep. You may have costly dress to wear, but you may not have bodily beauty. You may have the best of the books, but we may not have best of the brains. We may have the costliest of the medicines, but one may not have the best health. Similarly, one may have, you know, crores of rupees money, but one can't be happy. Then how can we be happy? Where you experience genuine love, there you find happiness. Therefore, I took this topic, love and trust that never rests. So these people are in city, they have a lot of money in their bank balance. But they are not happy. On the other hand, this lady, flower seller, she is making every day little earning. And look at her two daughters, how confident they are, how jolly they are. So, I know for sure all of you students, you want to lead a very happy life in this world. And after we die, we all would like to attend Vaikuntha spiritual world to be with the Lord for all time. So, therefore, let us try to understand the language of love today.
So, genuine love never rusts. Here you see the knife is kept on the table for a week. After a week it gets rusted. Look at the apple, freshly cut it is nice, but after some time it gets oxidized. Similarly, you find when they are together, the two fingers, they're happy, but sometimes there's a divorce, and then one is weeping. Similarly, here this man and woman, they seem to be very friendly and jolly, and they're getting married, and here she's catching the neck of the fellow. So, initially they had a sweet relation, now she's having a fighting relation. That means the love has started rusting. In all these cases, you find there's a degradation you see in this world. Here is a story I want to tell you about a multimillionaire in a big city in India. You know, he was watching in YouTube some Hollywood movies, and then he saw one actress and he became fascinated. So he phoned her directly and said, "I am mad after you now. I want to marry you, and I am such and such millionaire. You know, I have crores and crores of rupees. I am looking for some beauty like you." And he arranged for a chartered plane for her, and immediately she was brought. And the man married her. He already had a wife. He told his wife, "You see, I am interested in this Hollywood actress. But it is up to you. If you want to go to your parents' home, you can go. Or if you want to live in the same house, you can live." So his wife cried out, and then she went to her parents' home. He brought this Hollywood actress to his place. Now, he saw that the Hollywood actress is very beautiful. He enjoyed with her for a week or two. After that, he saw that she has a dozen boyfriends. She is calling this boy, that boy, roaming with different men. He thought, "Chi-chi-chi, what is this? She is unclean in her character." Then he was thinking, "Maybe I should divorce her." The news reached her ears. Then she thought, "Hey, this fellow divorces me, he will give me only some small compensation. But I married him because he is a crorepati. He has millions of rupees." So then she thought, "Before he can divorce me, I will arrange some hoodlums, gundas, to finish him. If he is finished, then I can have all his money. And now, right now I am a wedded wife now. All his wealth will come to me," she thought. So the man, when he came to know that, immediately he had bodyguards to protect him. Two big bodyguards, right from morning to night, they will always go with him because he was afraid she may kill me or something. Then almost 2-3 months passed. Then he thought, "Anytime she will do anything to me, better that I finish her." When she got the news, then she also kept two bodyguards. In this way, these people are living now. I heard both of them are going with bodyguards morning to night. Around 24/7, they have two very huge bodyguards protecting them. Can you imagine? What type of life is that? So what started as a love affair ended up in fear of losing each other's lives. So therefore, such lusty, you know, proposals end up in fear, and fear of death, fear of losing life. You see here, love flows outward selflessly, whereas lust means, you know, a man looks at a woman thinking, "Oh, if she is beautiful, I can enjoy her." And the woman is looking at the man, "Oh, if I marry him, he will give me a lot of money." They both are in exploiting mode. In America, there was an 18-year-old girl. She married an 88-year-old man. How can an 18-year-old girl marry an 88-year-old man? Because her friends asked her, "Why are you doing this?" She said, because he's a multimillionaire and he's not going to live long. If I marry him, in another 1 or 2 years he'll be gone. Then all his wealth will be mine. That's what she said. So this is the way the world is. Mundane love is simply a mad attraction for skin color. Somebody is fat, somebody is black, or face cut, or bodily shape. All these things will be gone. We showed in our Discover Yourself course that the bodily shape will be finished after some time. The face cut will become like a monkey for a period of time. So, all of us have experience. We all run to that place where we get genuine love. Like we say, home sweet home, isn't it? Like this child is very safe and secure and loved and wanted and cared for by the parents. So, and we want to actually have this type of sweet love forever. So, on the other hand, you see the waiter in a hotel, when you go, you know, he is thinking how much tip that fellow will give me. So, and then, you know, you will see people in an office are always in great tension because of unrealistic targets. In office, a man thinks, I will escape the job, I mean, escape the service, the office. But then the boss thinks, I will exploit this fellow and get a lot of work done. The boss-subordinate relationship is one of, you know, exploiting each other. Subordinate wants to do less work and more money. Boss wants more work and give less salary, isn't it? Similarly, waiters are putting up artificial smile only for getting a tip. So, I have shown you in the picture, genuine love from parents and, you know, exploitative relationship from other places. So, you all understand what I am saying. In the same manner, you can think about it. If you buy a samosa or pakoda in a market and eat it, you will get stomach pain. On the other hand, when your mother makes something at home, she will make it lovingly for you. She will make the best items for you. Because the mother thinks of nourishing your body, taking good care of you. Whereas the people who are selling pakoda, samosa and all that, they may use recycled oil. And they may be just aiming at your pocket. Your mother aims at your heart to please you. And business people aim at your pocket. So the pocket and the heart are one behind other. But one is aiming at the pocket, one is aiming at the heart. Still you know the difference. So one is lust, one is love. So we can see that all of us have a nature to serve somebody. Like here you see the shopkeeper, he's serving the customers. That fellow is serving the cow. And you know, somebody is keeping a dog, walking a dog. Your mother is serving a child. In this way, the donkeys or horses are serving, they're becoming a carrier also. Everybody is serving. Nobody is free from service. Even a prime minister of a country is serving the praja, people. Similarly, everybody is loving someone, as you see here. So, but then, as a person leaves the body, the atma leaves the body and goes to next destination. So, then, that love and service stops. But scriptures say that we all belong to the spiritual world from where we have come. There the love never stops. Service never stops. Like you see here, Lord Krishna and Balaram and covered boys. Krishna will never die. The covered boys will never die. And their loving relationship will never die. Ultimately that is called eternal love, we call it. So once we attain that eternal love, your love can never be stopped. Otherwise in this world, and the love will always rest. Look at the example of Karna and Shalya. Karna is actually very egoistic. One day Shalya told him in the war, Karna, are you going to use the Ashvasena, the Nagastra? Karna said, yes. Let me give you an idea. Shalya said, don't aim at Arjuna's neck, because the arrow may slip and go elsewhere. Aim at Arjuna's chest. Like that Shalya suggested. And Karna told him, shut up your mouth. Who are you to give me ideas? I never asked you. I am the warrior. I know what to do. And you are my charioteer. Just drive the chariot and keep quiet, he told him. So Shalya became very offended. He said, do you think I am an ordinary charioteer? I am also king of Madras from South India. On the I am actually supposed to be on the Pandava side. By trickery, Duryodhana brought me to the Kaurava side. And I am now ready to fight and become your charioteer for you. But you are insulting me. He said, I am getting off and going out now. I won't cooperate with you anymore. So they had a very rusting relationship. On the other hand, you can see here, Krishna and Arjuna. When Karna aimed at Arjuna's neck, when the arrow came, you know, what happened? Do you know that? Krishna pushed the chariot down by 1 foot. and the arrow Nagastra hit the mukut of Arjuna. And mukut fell to the ground, and all the diamond studded in the mukut got scattered away. Seeing that, Arjuna told Krishna, "Hey Krishna, please drive the chariot properly. See, my mukut is gone, people will laugh at me." Krishna said, "Your head was supposed to be gone. I pushed the chariot 1 feet down, therefore your mukut was gone." When Arjuna heard it, "Really?" Immediately he folded his palm and told, "Oh Krishna, you are such a savior of my life. I don't even know which arrow is coming from where. And you are protecting me from all sides simply because I am your devotee. I am eternally grateful to you." Like that Arjuna said. So Arjuna's Krishna's relationship became more thicker, more sweeter, more trustworthy. You can see that. On the other side, Karna and Shalya relationship became more bitter. You want the relationship better or bitter? You have to decide. So Arjuna and Krishna's relationship became better and better. On the other side, became bitter and bitter. Another example I have shown you here. See, Drona and Drupada. They both are Gurukul friends. Just like you are all friends with so many boys in your college. And then Drupada told him, "I come from a royal lineage. When I get my kingdom, I will give half my kingdom to you. You are a poor Brahmin, I will give you." But Drona said, "Don't promise me, my friend. Because when you become a king, we don't know what will happen." Drupada said, "No, I really promise you." He promised. But then when he actually became the king, he became very proud, Drupada. When Drona came to his court, Drupada didn't want to entertain him at all. He told his ministers, "He's a poor Brahmin, wearing tattered clothes and coming. And I am a great king. I don't want to be seen as connected to some underprivileged fellow like that. Stop him at the gate and give him some alms and send him off," he told. But then Dronacharya insisted that, "I want to meet." So he came in and the king badly insulted him and said, "Don't try to revive our old relationships. My dear Brahmin, take some charity and push off," he said. And Dronacharya became really wild. Later on, you all may be aware what happened. Dronacharya trained Pandavas and defeated Drupada and took the kingdom away from him and then gave it back in charity to him. And their relationship became more and more bitter and bitter. So much so that Drupada did a yajna, and from the yajna came Draupadi and Drishtadyumna. And Drishtadyumna became the cause of death of Dronacharya. Actually, they became revengeful more and more. This example of rusting relationship. On the other hand, you all know this Krishna Sudama. How loving friendships they had in the Gurukul days. Krishna was a very dear friend of Sudama. Sudama was a poor Brahmana. Krishna was the son of a king. Later on, you see what happened to the relationship. When Sudama went to meet his friend, Krishna came running to the entrance of the palace and embraced his friend and showered him with tears of love. Took him inside. You see what he is doing. He washed his feet. And Krishna's wife, Rukmini, she was fanning the Brahmin. And Krishna gave him a big plate of prasadam. And later on, talked to him for days together. Put him to rest and massaged his feet personally. And Sudama cried tears of love. He said, "I have never seen such oceanic love like this, such respect, such intimacy, such love, such affection, such kindness, such friendship." So Krishna is best in everything. He is the best friend, he is the best master, the best husband, the best son, the best teacher. So in this way, Krishna Sudama, you can compare with Drona and Drupada, you see. So now you all, dear friends, may want to know how you can experience genuine love in your life. So I have told you a couple of examples. Drupada Drona versus Krishna Arjuna. And similarly, I told you Karna Shalya versus Krishna Arjuna, I told you. So now you got an idea what is love, genuine love, and what is, fake love. You understood that. Now, genuine love has these symptoms, you see. A long list I have given, but I am going to show you some pictures. It will be easy for you to grasp them. See, service is not just a feeling. Love is not just a feeling. Love implies service. Like here, you see the letters family. You know what is a family standing for? Father and mother, I love you. That is family. Okay, your boy may say, "Father and mother, I love you." That is family. But the boy is also serving his pregnant mother, you see. He is bringing things and all. So he has to render service to his mother. Otherwise, simply saying, I love you is not enough. Huh? In the same manner, you will see, Gajendra, his leg was caught by a crocodile. Huh? And he was crying and he was calling for Lord Vishnu. When Vishnu came, he thought, in this situation, how will I serve my master, my lord? Then looked around, there was a flower. He picked up the flower with his trunk and offered, Narayana, Akila Guru, Bhagavan Namaste. He offered like that. Huh? So Lord Vishnu became so pleased. He said, even in the midst of such crisis, he didn't forget to render me some service of Archana with a flower. So he delivered Gajendra and took him back to Godhead. In the same manner, Arjuna wanted to run away from the battle, but Krishna preached Bhagavad Gita to him. To please Krishna, Arjuna cooperated with Krishna and he fought the battle. That was a service he did as a warrior. Similarly, love is voluntary, not for salary. Look at the Odisha king, Pratapurudra. He is voluntarily sweeping and rendering service in front of Jagannath's cart. Although he is king of Odisha, he wants to tell the whole world, I am not the king. Jagannath is the king. Not only king of Odisha. Jagannath is not Odisha Nath. He is Nath for the whole world. Jagannath. So he is voluntarily doing this. If he doesn't sweep the floor in front of Jagannath, who is going to scold him? Voluntarily he is doing. But on the other hand, you can see in offices, the boss is yelling at the subordinate. Subordinate is working in the office because he is getting some salary check at the end of the month. Otherwise, he is not happy serving the boss. He is angry with the boss. He has, you know, the revengeful thoughts against the shouting boss. But still he has to do. Therefore, love should be voluntary. And love is selfless. You see, in modern societies we find such selflessness lacking. This man is looking on this side for what, how I can be selfishly happy. She is thinking about her life, how I can be happy. And look at the poor baby in between. Nobody to pay attention. Ignored by the parents. Such selfish people can never put up a happy home. Now, why the world has become like this? Because of cutthroat competition. Everybody thinking of good career and good grades and performing and then stamping on others' emotions like this. But in God-centered civilization, you will find there is so much love and a mood of seva bhav and feelings for others. And the relationships and welfare of others is given a lot of importance, as you see here. Not just money making. Because they know very well in the Vedic life, money is not equal to happiness. If somebody is saying money is honey, people with money are committing suicide. Do you know, recently in India, in Mumbai, one very famous actor committed suicide. Bollywood actor. So, not much time ago, just a month ago or something. You know, he had enough money, he had great beauty, handsomeness, and he was very popular. What was lacking in his life? Probably was lacking that genuine love we are talking about. So, therefore, in the God-centered civilization, Krishna is the center. Krishna himself is the embodiment of love. So, when you love him, then love God, love all. You can extend the same love. Like you see King Gaya, when he was ruling the world, how nicely he took care of his praja, because he was also a devotee of God. When one is a devotee of Krishna, naturally he receives love from the Lord. He is able to shower that love on the citizens. Like you see here, he offered protection and security to citizens, and he offered poshana, sufficient food, preenana, he distributed gifts to the citizens, upalalana, he called for meetings and spoke sweet words to them, anushasana, he gave them good instructions how to become good devotee citizens. In this way, the king took very good care of his praja. So, here is a solution we are giving you, that because our heart is running dry, there is no genuine love, there is fake love. So the whole world is very unhappy. And if our heart is flooded with love for Krishna, then love God, love all. That will happen. Then how do we do that? By chanting Hare Krishna. By following the four regulative principles, studying Srila Prabhupada's books, coming for camps like this, and chanting with devotees, dancing with devotees, taking prasadam, taking darshan of the deities, studying Bhagavad Gita. So, you experience a change of heart. Flood your heart with pure love for Krishna. See, in nature you will find, You know, everything is selfless in nature. So the Surya is giving you sunlight and heat. Is it taking any charge? See how many people are putting solar panels and deriving so much sun energy. It doesn't take a single penny from you. Look at the trees. Mango trees are giving you mangoes. Ocean is giving you Navaratnas. You know, moon is giving 6 type of juices. A cow is giving milk. None of them take a single penny. Why? Because Krishna is the source of all of them. And actually, Lord Krishna is also very selfless. Like we say in English, you know, God gives, gives and forgives. We get and forget. We say, you know. So Krishna is always giving. So Krishna's creations are also like that. Electricity board is giving this light now, but they will charge us. Electricity board is allowing me to use the fan, but they will charge us. But Krishna will never charge. Like mango trees never say, give me, you know, 20 rupees for the mango. They don't say. But some man takes the mango and sells with some money. Otherwise, in Krishna's creation, everything is free. How selfless he is. So we should learn from him. He himself is extending selfless love for his children. Again he says, he has not only given us food, clothing, shelter, he's also giving us Bhagavad Gita so that we can study. It is a manual of life. Just like a cooker has a manual which tells you, after 3 whistles, you remove the cooker. If you don't know, if you keep on letting the whistle go, 7th, 8th, 10th whistle, it will blow off with a big accident. So you need a manual for a cooker. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita is a manual for human beings, a manual for this cosmic machine. So Krishna is so kind. He is extending himself as Bhagavad Gita, holy dhams, holy sages like Vedavyas. He is also saying that I digest the food eaten by the living entities. I do that. In this way, he is taking care of the living beings. And love involves sacrifice and pain, just like a mother. Sometimes our child may get up midnight and the mother is ready to wake up and change the diaper, clean the stool and urine. So she has a sacrificing nature. Prabhupada said, the mother's love for a child is genuine love. Prabhupada said, that's how the relationship between God and the living entity is. Very similar to that, he said. On the other hand, when people all become money-minded, like currency notes are shown, there is no sacrifice, there is no pain for others. Everybody chases after my money. Here you see this lady is making some masala, chutney or anything. She is smiling. Whereas this another lady is not doing any such hard work for the family members, but she is going to gym to reduce her weight for weight loss program. That's how the days have changed nowadays. So love is free from unrealistic expectations. You see, here the boss is shouting at the subordinate and bewildering him. Whereas you can see Lord Rama is satisfied with both Hanuman and the squirrel. Squirrel is doing little bit service. Lord is patting him on the back. Hanuman is doing big service. Lord is happy with both. Lord doesn't demand. In fact, Jatayu, while fighting with Ravana, got killed. But Lord still sent him to Vaikuntha. He told that, although you didn't succeed in the battle with Ravana, still you gave your life for me, so I will send you to Vaikuntha. That means even if you fail in Lord's service, still one can go back to Vaikuntha if Lord is pleased with your sincerity. Lord has no big expectations from us. Yeah, love means respect. And here you see the mothers are comparing. Look at my son, look at her son. Like that they're comparing. Lord doesn't compare amongst devotees. He has got Sudama Brahmana, poor Brahmana. Lord is accepting from Shabari fruits. Lord has rich devotees and poor devotees, educated devotees, uneducated devotees. He is accepting all, respecting all. And Lord doesn't put any conditions in any situation. Lord is ready to accept. Even if one is a Rakshasa, Lord is accepting. Even one is a Nishada, low born, Lord is accepting. Lord doesn't put any conditions. Like loving parents dealing with the child, the Lord deals with us. So, love means tolerance and forgiveness. Krishna tolerated Putana, who came to feed him milk and kill him both. But he appreciated her desire to feed milk and gave her the position of a nurse in the spiritual world. How much tolerance Krishna has. He's seeing this tolerance. Sukadeva Goswami fainted when he heard about Krishna. How can anybody be so forgiving? Somebody comes to kill you and you give them the position of mother in the spiritual world. So why I am showing you all these Lord's qualities? By meditating on Krishna's and Rama's qualities, we can also cultivate the same qualities in small proportion at least. Love means security. That's what I told you. Jatayu got security and shelter in Lord Rama's lotus feet. He was sent to Vaikuntha for making an effort to serve Ram. Similarly, a father and daughter or father and son, those parents who are devotees, they can give a very firm, secure shelter to their children with great maturity. So where is trust required in our life? Till now I spoke about love. Now here is something about trust. You know, when you go to a doctor, you need trust. In marital relationship, you need trust. Business partnership, you need trust. Amongst friends, circle, you need trust. So, if you don't have trust, then the relationship will rust. So awaken your hidden love in your heart by doing this ABCDA. And you can ask other devotees, your mentors about this ABCD, they will tell you more. Association, Bhagavad Gita, chanting, diet and environment. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So I wish you all success in all your earnest endeavors. And especially, you all have taken to Krishna consciousness seriously now. Stay in good company of devotees and flourish in your two things, spirituality and academics, both. I always call them like a railway line. Krishna says that, Tasmat sarveshu kaleshu mamanusmarayudhyacha mayyarpidamano buddhir mame vashyasi asamshaya. He says that like railway line, you should mamanusmarayudhyacha. Remembering me, you do your duty, he says. So you all are students, do your duty. At the same time, don't forget Krishna. As I told you today in this love and trust that never rests. Once you become a devotee, then you can experience genuine love. Because Lord Krishna is such a sweet personality. The more you remember him, meditate on his pastimes and meditate on his teachings. Krishna Upadeshan, Krishna Leela. You will see that your heart will become more and more positive, more and more transformed, more and more cheerful. And like Pandavas, despite all obstacles and difficulties, you know, they never committed suicide like this Hollywood actor. They underwent far more difficulty in their lives. But because they had Krishna with them, they had everything. Thank you. Hare Krishna.